Okay, today is Daf Mem. We are on Daf Lamed Tes. We are on the third line from the bottom, Bishlom Ala Abaya. There was a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, I believe, or the Lazar maybe, whether or not very complicated sugya about whether a Tam, whether a Muad pays, if it's possible for a Muad and a Tam to pay a Chatzin Nezek and a Nezek Shalem, depending on all the circumstances, whether it was a... So let's just get right into it. Bishlom Ala Abaya. Oh, I'm sorry. Bishlom Ala Abaya. According to Abaya, who said... Well, what did Abaya say yesterday? According to Abaya, who said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov Pligi are arguing Shapir, then it makes sense. What makes sense? That the Braisa from yesterday is talking about a Shor HaMuad. Why? Why does that make sense? Rashi says, the Rashi before the lines get wide, Muki La B'Muad, it makes sense to say we're talking about a Muad, Limas Nisa, Kamaisa, in the first Braisa. Dibatam Leka L'Ukma La'ashmi Inon, Dima Amidin Apachapis L'Tam, there's no Apachapis for a Tam, Daha Ashma Inon Le B'Mas Nisa, Basraisa, and we learn in the second one, the Amr Eim Amidin. Hilga Kaka Kamaisa Nami B'Muad, both talking about a Muad, V'lo Natre Klal U'Mashalim Chatzinezek D'Muados, and therefore you pay a Chatzinezek of the Muad half. Ela L'Rava, but according to Rava, the Amar who said lo pligi, that they're not arguing. Remember we said yesterday that one man the Amar said Rabbi Yehuda said chayiv, and Rabbi Yaakov explained chatzinezek. And we said he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda, but they're not arguing. Ademuki la b'muad nokma b'tam. Why don't you say it's a tam? Say it's a tam. Why? Il Rabbi Yehuda the avad leshmir pechusa v'lo avad leshmir ma'alya. If it's a Rabbi Yehuda. That you did a bad shmira and not a good shmira. Someone asked me yesterday after the shiur, why is a good shmira and a bad shmira, why you have to pay, by mu'ah you don't have to pay at all, the good shmira, by, I said, we're going to answer that. That's not the sugi now. We're going to answer that. Elor, Blazer ben Yaakov, the love of the shmira klal. According to him, there was no shmira at all. The Tanya, Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Echad Tam v'Echad Mu'ad, whether it's a Tam or a Mu'ad, Shasharman shmira p'chusa, peturin, you're putter. Rashi says the third wide line on top. Da'amar tam sagila b'shmira p'chusa. A tam, all you got to do is do some shmira. Kigon delo avad le shmira klal. But as opposed to if you didn't do a shmira at all, you can't leave the gate open. You can leave the gate closed, but it's not such a strong lock. But you can't leave it open. Ulistrek l'Istrek l'Yakov l'Shminan demavidin apetrapis l'tam. The Hachi Tani Chatzin Ezek, V'lo Tana Rabbi Yaakov Machayev Stama. That's why he said Chatzin Ezek, he didn't say Stam, like we said yesterday. The Lo Tema B'Muad Kamairi V'Kula Niska Ka'amar Avo B'Tama Filipad. Okay, fine. V'Hakamash B'Lon, back into the Gemara. And the Chiddush would be Rabbi Yaakov Ma'amidin Lan Apotropis L'Tam L'Gavos Migufo. And that he would agree, as we said yesterday, that a Tam can pay, that an Apotropis can pay, an apotropis could pay even for a tam. The Gemara says, "Amalei hachi kamar chada de ispe tarte taima." That the reason why they didn't want to hold like that is because there are more chidushim learning it this way. That what? That you could put like for an apotropis for a tam. That the tzad tamo stays where it is. That a muad is enough with a shmir pchusa, and therefore they leave it as a machlokas. Okay, and we just finished up. It was impossible. That I know. I should start here now. It's from fresh. Okay. There was a machlokas yesterday in a brisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yaakov, if you have to pay chatzin nezek or nezek shalem, right? Fine. And it was a machlokas yesterday. So Ravina says, what's the argument about? Rishus mishane ikka benayhu. The machlokas is about when the animal changes rishusin. Kigon, the havi muad, it was a muad. Venis baka hacheresh, and then the cheresh became normal. Or venis tatva hashot, the shot became normal. Vigdal cut, the cotton grew up. Rabbi Yehuda, savar, haribiches kaso. Nothing changed. And therefore, nothing, exactly. And Yaakov savar, rishus meshana. It goes back to being a tam.
Why
And therefore I'll be chatzin nezek. Why? I don't know why. It's a good question.
And if you sells it, same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Shows. Starts over from scratch. Okay, so I got two dots, a new topic now. Tanar Abanan. Apotropis. Mashlimin min ha'aliyah. In apotropis, when he pays from the aliyah, right? Means from his bank account. Ve'eno mishalman kofer. And he doesn't have to pay kofer. That means if the animal kills somebody, he doesn't have to pay kofer. It's not his animal. Right? So, the Gemara says, one second. Mantana, kofer, mantana, what's going on here? Kofra kapara. It's a kapara. What's kofer? There are two ways to look at kofer. Either it's a kapara, or it's a nezek. What's kofer again? Kofer is, you have to, if a human being never pays kofer if he kills somebody. Either he gets misa, or he goes to galus. Or sometimes nothing happens. No kofer. By an animal killed somebody, nebuch. Do you pay kofer? Does he have to pay kofer? What's that? It's the value of the person. So the question is, what about the apotropist? Does he have to pay kofer? So he said, no. What? One minute. So kofer or kapara. Kofer is a kapara. V'yas milav b'nei kapara ninu. And yisomim are not b'nei kapara. Why? Because they're ketanim. We don't want an 8-year-old kid paying for kapara. Right? Fair? Okay. The real question is, the Rishonim asked, why doesn't the apotropis pay kofer? It was hit on his watch. The animal did damage because he was negligent. You're right, 8-year-old kid doesn't know anything about watching animals. You're right. You're the one in charge. Why don't you pay kofer?
But he's only responsible by dint of the ketanim.
I understand, but it's his negligence that causes death. So why doesn't he pay? Right? So the Rishonim basically answered, because nobody's going to want to be an apotropis. Nobody's going to agree to do that. They have to pay, it's a big amount. So I think the question's a little better than the answer. All right?
Do we have a question yesterday whether or not the apotropis is chayef to pay or he only takes from the yisomim, or is everyone accepting that the apotropis does have to pay?
No, so he had a machlokas whether he pays from himself or he pays from the estate. Right, so but either way, he doesn't pay kofer. Right? Why? So the Gemara says because ketanim are not b'nei kofer, which implies that he takes it from their account. So the Rishonim want to know, well, let him pay from his own account. It's his negligence after all. No, then no one's going to want to be an apotropis. Amar v'chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'yochel b'barokahi, d'tanya, v'nasan pidyon nafsho, which is d'mei nizik. Right? When you pay kofer, the Tanakami here says you pay the value of the nizik, the person who died. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'yochel b'broka omar d'mei mazik. You pay the value of yourself. Your ox kills a 100-year-old man. You pay your value. You're a 35-year-old strong guy. It's your value. Exactly. My lab hakamiflagi. Derabanan savri kofra mamonahu. It's a mamonis. So the guy died. Pay what it's worth. Mamonis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'yochel b'broka said, "No, kufa kapara. It's a kapara. So you pay your kapara.
Right.
So you pay your value.
Right.
Almost like a knas. Pay your value. Amar of Papa, lo. No. The kuli alma kufa kapara hu. Everybody can hold it's a kapara. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. What's going on here? Rabbanan savri b'dinizik sheminan. It's a kapara. Well, how do you pay? The nizik. He died. Nebuch. Pay his value. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'yochel b'broka savar b'demazik sheminan. You pay the mazik's value." My time with Rabbanon, what's the reason for that? What's the reason for what? What's the reason why you pay the nizik's value? To me, that's pashut, no? It's pashut that you pay the nizik's value. The bigger chiddush is you pay the mazik's value. So it says, nemar shisa lamata v'nemar shisa lamayla. Shisa means yushas, right? It says yushas, make gzeira shava. Some say it's not a gzeira shava, it's a ma, whatever it is. Ma'ala halam b'dinizik, afkan b'dinizik. That it's always done by the nizik's value. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Savar, no. V'nasan pidyon nafsho, ksiv. It says v'nasan pidyon nafsho. It says v'nasan pidyon nafsho. You pay your own value. What do you want me to tell you? Rabbanan, you're right. In, you're right. Pidyon nafsho, ksiv. It does say that. Mihu, however, ki shayminon, when we make the evaluation, b'dinizik shayminon. It's done on the back of the nizik, right? On the value of the nizik.
So you kill the ox and you also
pay kofer. Right. Okay?
Yesterday, two people were gored to death in Spain. One in that run.
Yeah.
And one in a bullfight. The first casualty, like in a bullfight for years and years.
Really?
The bull killed
Really? The matador, they call it. So that's what we're going to answer that at the end of today's daf, about a shor ha'atzdadim. Okay, good. So, Mishabeach le Rava, Rav Nachman b'derav Acha bar Yaakov, the Adam Gadahu. Rava praised to Rav Nachman, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He's a great man. Amale told him, L'kishiyava liyadcha, when he comes to visit you, heviyu liyadi, bring him over. Bring him on by. So, kiyasa legabe, amale, boy mine milsa, you have a question to ask me? Boy mine, yeah, here's a question. You ready for this? Shar shal shnei shutfin, you have a shar of two partners. Two people own one shar. Ketzad mishalman kofar, and then that shar kills somebody. So how do you pay kofar? Mishalim hai kofar v'hai kofar, each one pays kofar. Kofar echad amrachman v'lo shnei kofrin. Only one kofar, not two. Don't pay two kofars, why should you pay twice?
That's only for
God's kingdom,
the magic.
1 minute. Hai chatzi kofar. The hai chatzi kofar. So each one pay half. Each one pay half. Says the Gemara, kofar shalem omar rachmana v'lo chatzi kofar. Okay, what does that mean? So look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Kofar echad omar rachmana v'lo beis. Afagaf, even though the legabe chatos, when it comes to a carbon chatos, amar rachmana, amar per hamatznia, gabi hamotzi kikor l'rashus harabim, v'hotzihu shnayim. Two people carry something out into the street on Shabbos. They're both chayiv. Right?
Shabbos.
They're both chayiv. They forgot it was Shabbos.
Right.
So they have to bring a chatos. Umistama kol chad v'chad chayiv chatos. They each have to bring their own chatos. They only did half the job. Only did half.
What's the difference? They still carry.
Sitting over here.
Yeah.
So my ox, I only own half the ox. So what?
Right.
So why by Shabbos is it different than over here? Hasam, over there, kivad de kol chad v'chad mechayiv azadono kares. Had you done it by yourself, on purpose, you'd be chayiv kares. Mid de chayiv nami ashigagazel chatos. So if you do b'shogeg, you're chayiv chatos. Va'od, the chatas to l'gvoa, when you bring the chatas to God, ain lahakbid imivin shtei chatos. What does Hashem care if you bring one, you split one, two? Doesn't make a difference, Hashem. Aval kofer, the l'chavero, kofer is going to some victim. Lama yarviach ze b'masha hashar l'shnayim. Why are you paying twice? Why should you get twice? Okay, interesting question. So the answer, he doesn't have the answer, right? Right? Anyway, Adi Yosef, v'kama ayin ba.
In long, you know, it's not the person who did it.
Hmm? No, you killed some guy, so you're gonna have to pay the wife now, kofar.
Right, but if the two.
Why pay twice?
We said but here in the case of two shots.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I think the Tosfos, and I may be wrong, but it seems Tosfos is saying that why should two people have to pay?
No, is that what he's saying? He's saying, the Gemara asked that question. What do you do when they have chatzi kofar? What do you do? You should pay twice? So Tosfos says, why not? You're paying two chatzis.
Right.
They're totally different.
Yeah.
So we don't have an answer to the question. As a matter of fact, we're not going to answer this question. We're not going to answer it. So, Adi Yosef Ekam Ayin Ba, while he was thinking about the answer, Amalei tells him another question. Tanan, Chayvi Erechin, let's say a guy promises to give the Beis HaMikdash, he promises to donate money, his value, to the Beis HaMikdash, my Erech value.
Right.
So it depends what gender you are and how old you are. You have to give a certain amount. And Bezin says, we'll take that donation now. And say, I think I changed my mind. I'm not going to be giving that money. So what happens? The Beis HaMikdash will come and seize your assets.
Right.
What if someone says, I promised to bring a carbon osham. I turned the light on by Shabbos by mistake. I forgot. I turned the light on in the bathroom. I promised to bring a carbon chattas. Beis HaMikdash says, no, you're going to bring that carbon chattas? Nah, it's not going to bring it this year. Maybe bother me next. Right? That will Bezin come and seize your stuff? No.
Oh.
For an Erech, they will. For a carbon, they won't. What's the difference? So, Tanan, Chayve Erechin. When you owe Erechin money, Mamshichin also. They'll take a mashkin from you. Chayve Chatos Va'ashamos Ein Mamshichin also. They will not do that. So, Chayve Kofer Mai. What about Kofer money? Can Bezin come and say, why don't you pay this guy? Nebuch, your ox killed this guy. Pay the wife. I'm not going to be doing that right now. So can Bezin do anything about it? Given the kaparuhu. Now, why don't Bezin take money from a chatzis and rasham? Because it's for a kapara. So people are inclined not to delay that. Mm-hmm. So Bezin doesn't have to get involved. He'll come through. Erech is just, you stop made a donation. That's hard to part with your money. People are not so inclined to do it, right? So since it's a kapara, kechatas vika asham dami, it's just like a chatz and asham, machmer chami alai, you're gonna be machmer on yourself, v'loboy mashkinei, you're not gonna take a mashkin, they don't business have to be busy with you, you'll come through. Oh, Dilma, no. Kiven de lechavrihu deboy, since it's going to your neighbor, not going to Hashem, it's going to your neighbor. The boy miyasvale mamonahu vlogvohu vlochamralai boy mashkine. You're not gonna be so ready to part with your money to give it to the neighbor. You're not gonna do it. Bezin has to step in. Inami or given the lochata, you didn't do a chet. You didn't do a chet. Yeah, it's an accident. Terrible accident, tragedy. It's not a chet. Right? Umamonahu, the azik. It was your property did damage. Right? Lo chomer milsa ilahu boy lemashkini. You're not going to be so ready to do it. And Bezin wants to come and step in. Amalei, listen, tells him back. Shafkon istager bekamaisa. I still haven't figured out your first answer. The first question about the chatzik ofer, I don't have an answer. Another question about this? I don't have the first one. I don't have. Okay.
What type of question is this? Isn't there a machlokas whether kufra kapar kufra mamona? We just say it on the tzad, keeping the
kufra. So now it's half. So Tosfos says in the Tosfos of the second Tosfos of kofar, right, in the bottom, like the four lines from the bottom, which is v'had de mashalim tam chatzi kofar. We have that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hainu kofar shalim didei. You're paying your full kofar. You're paying the full kofar that's available. If you hold kofar, Tom pays chatzi kofar, I'm paying all I'm supposed to pay. If I have to pay chatzi for a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, I'm paying all I have to pay. Here, I'm not paying all I have to pay. The guy's entitled to full kofar. Happens to be only own half of it. So the victim's not getting his full due for me. If I pay Tom pays chatzi kofar, the victim's getting his full due. Here he's not. So even no matter what you hold about that, it's still a kasha.
And if you have a kibbutz where there's 100 families who jointly own
right.
The shore and the shore does the damage.
Correct. So we didn't answer the question.
All right.
He didn't answer the question. The question's not answered. What the halach is lamaisa? I don't know.
Yeah. Forget about this.
Yeah.
In general, I have a lot of patients with dogs, right? And typically, if a dog bites a kid or another kid, the vet, and they usually decide to get rid of the animal. Here, we're giving the guy, because nowadays, the inclination is to get rid of the dog after one indiscretion. Here, they're giving them three chances.
Like, I know. The guy would just, so I was wondering about that. Is it because they needed it so badly?
Right. It was worth the money to them. They hadn't, this was their income or whatever it was.
Right, either plowing or food.
Exactly right.
It's interesting. The question is, that's why animals you could have animals that are not domesticated, they're muads right away.
Yeah.
Right? The muads right away don't start with nonsense, wait three times. The muads right away. Okay, it's a good question. It's a good point. Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, this Gemara is very difficult. From here till the two dots is an impossible Gemara. Till the two dots are numbered bays. Very hard Gemara now. There's a not to do that. At some point it stops. Tanur Rabbanan, you ready?
Introduction? No.
Oh, it's very hard. Sha'alu b'cheskas tam. You borrowed the animal. You're a tam. You're a shoel. You thought it was a tam. V'nim to muad, but it really was a muad. But you thought it was a tam. You hear that, Shia? You hear such a case? You thought it was a tam. But really, it's a muad.
Okay.
Right? You thought it's a tam, it turns out it's a muad. Baila mashalim chatzi nezek, v'shol mashalim chatzi nezek. Each one pays half. The shol thought it was a tam. He pays his tam part. It happened while he borrowed it. You can't ask him to pay more because he didn't know. Huad bebeis shol. What if it became a muad in the house of the shol? V'hechziro labailim. And then he returns it to the Baal, to the owner. Baal b'shalu chetzi nezek, u'shol pata mikulam. The Baal pays 100%, the shol pays 0. So this price has two cases. The first case is the shol borrowed it and didn't know what it was. Second case was, a very cryptic case. It became a muad by him, he returned it. We're going to analyze both cases. We're not going to get to the second one until Amud Beis. Ready?
One at a time. But we said before to change owners.
We're going to get to it.
It says
the Baal pays Chatzin Nezek. And the Shoel pays zero. So both cases, both, there are two cases in this brisa. Both don't make any sense. Now we're going to analyze both. Amar Mar, case number one. Shalu b'cheskas tam. You borrowed it when it was a tam. Right? You thought it was a tam. V'nimtza mu'ad. It turns out it was a mu'ad. Baal mishalem chatzi nezek v'shalu chatzi nezek. V'amai. Why is that? Right? What should be the case? Right? Why should the shoel pay at all? Lemalei, let him say to the owner, Torah she'ili, Aryeh lo she'ili. I wanted to borrow a nice calm ox. I didn't want to borrow a muad. I had no intention of borrowing a muad. Rashi says, Nitirusa da Aryeh lo kibalta alai. I didn't be makabal on myself to watch it like it's a muad. De'itam havi lo havi narach. It would have been a time, it wouldn't have happened. Is that a fair thing for him to say, for the shoel to say? Sure. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Hacha b'mayaskinon shehikir bo shehu nagchan. The shoel knew there's something up with this ox. He knew it's a little bit wild. The name of lay tam she'ili muad lo she'ili. I intended to borrow a tam, not a muad. Mishum da amale. Well, the Baal could say, well, sof, e tam havi palganizka boy shlume. Had it been a tam, you still have to pay half. So why should you not pay the half? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right? Hashtanami zil shlim palganizka. So pay me half. V'neimale, the shoel could say, 1 second, e tam have mishtali mi gufo. Yeah, but if it would be a tam, I'd pay me gufo. Now you're making me pay for my bank account. It's much different. Amishum da amale, well, the Baal could say, well, sof, av lav, at lav, Torah, boyis, shlume, lididi. Yeah, but wouldn't you have to return to me a good shor? You borrowed a shor. It happened under your watch. You're chayiv. So what do you mean? What do you think? Well, and it was a muad. So you have to pay me aliyah. What are you talking? What kind of, I wouldn't have to pay me aliyah if it would have been a tam. What kind of answer is that? You would have to pay the nizik and return the ox to me. So no matter what, it's coming out of your pocket. What kind of teretz is that? The name alay, but the shoel could say, im tam have, if it was a tam, modina umifter tarta. I would be modeh, and I would be putter. Why? Because chatzi nezek is a knas, modeh b'knas putter. Vafil amanda palganiska mamona, even if you hold palganiska is not knas, so that's not an out, right? Namalei, the shoel could say, "E tam have, if it was a tam, have me arikna leila agma. I would have sent it to the forest, to the agam, to the swamp. And what? Tam pays me gufo. Where is it? I don't know. It's gone. And then I'd be off the hook." So Tosva says in the Tosas of have me arikna leila agma, tema my taina hizu. What kind of taina is that? Im kain hayaosa shalok kadin. You're not being right. Till now he was giving tainas. Well, maybe I don't have to pay because you're right. Now you're not even right. You're going to steal the animal away so the bezek can't take it. Yeah, that's not right. So ul Rabbi Shmuel de Amar. By the way, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who held balchov ninhu, you become the nizik becomes a balchov. Not even an option to do that. You can't even do that because what happens? Tom damages the nizik, and then the guy runs away. So what happens to nizik? The animal's gone. It ran away. So the mazik doesn't have to pay the nizik? According to Rabbi Kiva, yeah, the mazik doesn't have to. According to Rabbi Kiva, yes. They become partners.
It's only from the animal itself.
Right. But not according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you become a balchov. So he owes me money. It doesn't come from the ox. So it doesn't come from the ox. So this is not even an option. First of all, it's not ethical. It's a low-life thing to do.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, so you'll be returning the ox.
What?
According to Rabbi Shmuel, the owner becomes obligated.
Correct.
Not the
shoel. Exactly. No, the point is that it doesn't have to come from the ox's value itself.
Right.
It can even come from, really, it doesn't hold from Migufa, really.
So you're not returning less of an ox.
So now, there is no ox. Okay. The shoel says, I took it away, I hid it, can't find it.
But
So you can't, first of all, you can't do that. Second of all, that doesn't change anything according to Rabbi Shmuel. You still owe the money. The Shoal owes the money. The Shoal owes the money.
Shoal.
Yeah, he's happened under his watch. The Shoal's chayiv in everything, right? Unless it dies. Shoal's chayiv in everything.
Shoal's chayiv, what happens to the ox?
Right? Oh. So how could the Shoal do this?
Well, the Shoal's chayiv for the damage.
What do you mean? Shoal, I borrowed your ox.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it properly. Why should you be chayiv?
Because it's my ox.
So what?
My car.
But that's, what? Really? So if someone borrows your car, gets into an accident, it's your fault? Of course not. In New York State, as an owner, you're liable just because you're an owner. But you're not really liable. It's not really responsible. You lent the car. The guy who drove it. The guy who drove it's at fault. No. I know. In American law, it's not like that so much.
No,
I know.
Why is it that way? You go after the show becomes a balchov to you, but you are about.
So we're gonna get to that vort. We're going to get to that vort in a minute. What you're saying is A owes B and B owes C, so A really owes C. We're going to get to that in 2 minutes. But you hear what he's saying. What Tosis is saying is, first of all, how can a guy say such a thing? It's not ethical. Second of all, it doesn't even work.
Right.
It doesn't even work. At least, by the way, we're only talking about half. You thought it was a tam, and really it's a muad. So the price is said, the shul pays half and the owner pays half. Now the shul says, why should I pay half? I shouldn't pay anything. You're going to make me pay, I'm going to get the animal, I'm going to hide the animal. You won't be able to find it. So first of all, that's not ethical. Second of all, it doesn't even work. So Tosis, right? It helps a little bit. The ikel meimar, because you could say, "Dahave aklon alei hasa atam." I'm going to hide away the tam. I mizdabin alei v'lo have ela kamazik sheibudu shachaver upater. Okay, Tosis gives a very difficult answer. He says, What the shul could do is he can cut a deal with the nizik. He can cut a deal. So listen, I have to pay something. The value of the ox. I'll cut a deal with you. So I'll get off a little bit less. Okay, right? That's what he says. Aval Rebbe Akiva dama shutfin ninu. But according to Rebbe Akiva, where you become a half owner with the ox, ihavi ma'arikle. If the shul comes and takes the ox away and hides it, goes alo shoro. Lenizik, he's a thief, right? He's a thief. The Nizik owns the other half. Where is it? Right? Va'od, the Bezdin yinaduhu imlo shishalim. Bezdin will put this guy in Chayrim. He can't get an Aliyah. What, for what? Because he was negligent. Im liyeshlo, right? If he's got money, they'll seize the money. What's this guy? What's going on here? V'nir ali, sherot salomer, shemitoch dvarim elu, you'll make some deal with the nizik. He'll be mochel the rest. Then the rest falls on the mazik, on the owner. The rest will fall on the owner. You hear what's going on? It's a very difficult answer. The question's a lot better than the answer. Exactly. And then the nizik will say, Mr. Shoal, you I like. You, we made a deal. Now I'm going to go after the owner. That's not fair.
Deep pocket.
But Tosfa says he could do that.
What do you want?
That's what's going on here. He's not hiding it and doing something unethical. He's just trying to cut himself a deal. That's America. That's a Jewish way, right? You get.
Yeah. He knows it's an aggressive animal.
He didn't know.
No, he said he's Chiakian.
He fine. He still thought it was a tam. He thought it's an.
Did I lie to him or he didn't?
I don't know. But I don't think he lied to him. It was a misconception. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. So the shul says, "What do you want from me?" It was a mistake. Why should I pay?
He didn't tell him.
So I told you, the smur is not easy. Well, anyway,
why did you say it's a method cut? It's not what I borrowed.
What? I know it's a fair question.
Because he didn't buy.
No, he borrowed it. How can he make a chtos and a
buy?
Right. How can he make a chtos? He didn't buy it.
There's a king in. There's a king in regardless.
No.
Or else you need to only take responsibility for a show that has to be a king in.
I mean, is that a fair thing to say? I borrow your car and there's something wrong with it and I get into an accident and I blame you?
Yeah, sure.
Is that fair?
You didn't tell me the brakes didn't work.
Brakes don't work.
No, brakes don't work is an egregious thing.
Thank you.
I talked to him once, egregious also.
I hear.
You can't compare.
Of course you can.
Of course you can.
The guy's driving the car.
I hear.
Okay, who's the driverless car? Who's the driverless car?
Anyway, Ella Hachamay Eskinan, ki go to Akhtim Beidina Dvitase. Bezin comes and chops the animal before you can do this shtick. So e hachi baalim amam mishalman chatzin nezek. Then why is the baal paying a chatzin nezek? Neima lei, the baal could say itas taste l'tora biyada mandalo matzina lishtuye dina bahade. What does that mean? Right? Oh, you allowed the ox to be taken to a place where I can't have any say. Meaning, I can't fight Beis Din. So what you did was, you caused me a big loss now. Does that make sense, that Taina?
Yeah, sure.
What? Sure, right? I would have, you know, negotiated. And now look what happened.
Every Taina makes sense from both sides.
You allowed Beis Din to come take it. I can't negotiate with them. Right. Now I'm done.
How
do I return the ox to you? So wouldn't Beis Din come knocking on your door? What kind of thing is that? Well, I would have negotiated. Can't negotiate, right? Name a lay. Well, the Baal could say, I would have gotten rid of the animal. And then Beis Din has no recourse. I would have done that, even though it's unethical. What kind of answer is that? The Shaul will say, Sof, Lav me Eliyahu mishtali. Don't you have to pay me Aliyah? Hani chahecha de islay nechasi. That's only if you have assets. Hecha de lesne nechase mayekal meimar. What kind of answer is that? Mishum da amalei, because the Shaul could say, Kiecha de ishtabadna ledidach, hachanam ishtabadna lehaech. Just like I have to pay you, I can even pay the victim. Right? Just like I got to give the shore back to you, I can give it to the victim. Midi Rav Nassan, from Nassan's Vard, Tanya, Rav Nassan Omer. Menayin lenoshe lechaver umana vechaver bechaver umana. A owes B and B owes C. Shemotzir mizeh venosnin lezeh. A can pay C directly. Talmud lama v'nassan la'asher asham lo. So A can pay B and B can pay C. So now the Shoel... Right, so the whole time the Shoel wanted to get out of paying. Now he says... I'm asking. I have to pay. Why should I pay you? I'll just pay the victim, right?
But you're paying him from the borrowed object.
What?
But you're paying.
Right. So you pay. He pays half, and the owner pays the other half. He thought it was a tom. I'll pay half. He didn't give the animal back to the owner. What for? What should he give it back for? He's got to pay half to the nizek.
But that was what the Gemara was saying since the beginning.
That what?
Each pay half.
Right. And then we tried to say, why should the shul have to pay anything?
Right.
And the answer is, of course, he has to pay. The damage happened under his watch. Every taina he came up with was not a taina. Why didn't he give the animal back? What for? I have to pay him anyway. I told you, it's a hard gemara. I spent a lot of time on this gemara. Next case. Huad bebai shoel. If it became a muad in the shoel, this was the second case of the brisa. It became a muad in the shoel's house. Vachziru lebailim. And then he returned it. Bailim mishalim chatzin ezek v'shoel pata bikulam. Okay, what on earth does that mean? Right? So the Gemara says, Seifa, this case is Rishus Mishana. Since the Rishus, it went back to the owner, it goes back to being a Tam. That's why. One second. Reisha Rishus ain't a Mishana. In the Reisha, we didn't say that. Right? So Amar of Yochanan, you're right. Tavra, this Brisa makes no sense. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. It can't be a Reisha and a Seifa to the same Brisa. It makes no sense. The two opposites. Doesn't make sense. Rabba Omar, no. Me Reisha, Midiresha, Rishus, Eina Mashana. No, in the Reisha, the Rishus didn't change. That's clear. You just spent a whole half an Amid explaining that Reisha. Right? When you borrowed the ox, you were mistaken. Seifa Nami, Rishus, Eina Mashana. Seifa also, the Rishus doesn't change. So if the Rishus doesn't change, what's going on? Seifa, Hainu Taima. Here's the reason in the Seifa, right? What was the Seifa's case? The Baal pays a Chatzin Ezek and the Shoel pays zero.
Right,
but we're saying it's not a case of change of rishos. That's not the reason why a baal pays chatzin ezek. That's not the reason. So what is the reason? Well, in other words, what's the case? The case is a guy borrowed an ox. It became a muad by the guy, and the shoal paid all times. Every time he paid, every time the shoal had the ox for a year, any time it did damage, he paid. It's on his watch. He's a borrower. He's chayiv. He paid everything. After he gave it back to the owner, what did we say? It reverts back to a tam. And the Baal pays Chatzin Ezek, and the Shoal pays nothing. Shoal's out of the picture.
Wait,
why does it go back to a Tam? And not because of Rishus Mishana.
But if he became a Booz...
Yeah.
During... when he was with the shoel. The shoel has to pay for those 3 times, right?
Yeah, he paid. It's not the issue. Yes. It's not the issue.
Okay.
Heiner time, what's going on here? Mishum de amale, because the Baal could say to the shoel, lav kol kaminach de miyad de lahait latori. Right? You can't make my art into a shot, into a mord. What does that mean exactly?
You messed up my art.
You can't mess up my art. You all was by you for a year. I don't care what went on then. Now it's back by me. You have no right to make it into a mord.
Right.
It's almost like Shina Rishus.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you're referring to a different animal.
What?
You're also referring to a different animal.
Same animal.
Well, no, now it's mord.
Okay, so it goes back into being a tam.
Right.
Why? Because the owner could say to the shoel, you can't make it into a mord. While it was by the shoel, anything could have happened. Maybe damage 100 times. And the shoel paid Nezek Shalim 100 times. Now it goes back, it changes back. What's the swear behind this? I'm not 100% sure.
That's
what the Bryce said. When it goes back to the owner, it goes back to being a tam.
The svar behind it is Mishan
Rishon. As it sounds like. But the Gemara says, not the svar.
Right, yeah. Rashi is saying, how does it become you as the Bari, you wouldn't have guarded it as well as I would.
Okay, as a okay, wow. Fine.
Yeah. To bring the Baal in front of Bezin to bring the Mu'ud.
No.
How do you bring the Shoal in front of Bezin?
Because it's considered his now. While he borrows it, he's the owner.
Yeah, he's responsible.
While he borrows it for the year, he's the owner. He's like the owner. So the Baal's not in the picture. Like you said, the same thing when you borrow the car. What do you want from the owner? He's not his responsibility. He didn't do anything.
So if it can be called a Mu'ud by Bezin, by a Shoal, then it's like selling them. Which
means
we come a time again, anyways.
Right.
It's either one or the other. Either the shoyl, you can make it with the shoyl into a mud.
So the truth is, Rav Papa is going to say like you. Rav Papa Amar the Sefer Rishus Mashuna, Risha Amar Rishus Mashuna. The Risha that also changed. So Risha Hainu Taima. What's the reason in the Risha? It didn't go back to being a tam. Why not? Mishum de bekol makom shaholech shein baal of alav. Right, it's called the owner's ox, even if it's by the shoel for a year. So therefore, the owner's responsible.
So how could it make the become a muad in the shoel's rishus
then? Why not? If it gored 3 times, it still has to become a muad.
Only if you better have to call on the owner.
So they'll call on the owner. So maybe they'll call on the owner. Maybe they'll do that. Okay, next. I wanted to get over to the Mishnah today. That's not going to happen. Next. Shahar et staden eino chayiv misa. A shahar that's trained is not chayiv misa. Right, why not? Why not? So the Mishnah said, because the Torah says only an ox that does damage because you incited it, not when you trained it to be a killer. Iboilahu. Mahu legabe mizbeach. What about an animal to put such an animal on the mizbeach? If an animal killed somebody, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. What if it was trained? Can it be a carbon? Because Rashi says, Gabe no geach beratzon vehemis. If an animal gores on its own free will, adam pshitalon depasel. It's pshita that's possible. But here you trained it, so there's no inherent evil to the animal. You trained it to be like that, so maybe it can be a carbon. That's the Gemara's question. So, Amar Rav kasher, Shmuel Amar pasel. It's a machlokes. Rav Amar kasher onesu. Rav says it's an ones. What do you want? And therefore it's kosher. Shmuel Amar no pasul hare nevad bo avera. It didn't avera. It killed somebody. Meitzvei. 1 minute. It says in the Torah that you have to bring a carbon. This is like in the second pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. Min abehema from animals lahoti yetsa rovea. You can't bring a rovea. Ve'es hanirva or that either. Right. In other words, if the animal is the male or the female, either one's no good. Min abakar. It says min abakar lahoti yetsa nevad. You can't bring an animal that was nevad. You worshipped it as avodah zarah. Minatzon, lohosi et hamuksa. You can't bring an animal that's set aside for avodah zarah. So if it's actually worshipped, if it's set aside, it's no good. Then for sure, if it's worshipped, it's no good. So some say, well, I just set it aside. That's not even anything. That's nothing. That's also possible, right? Minatzon, what does minatzon mean? Lohosi et hanogeach. To exclude an animal that killed somebody. Amr Rabbi Shimon, im nemer roveya, loma nemer nogeach. Im nemer nogeach, loma nemer roveya. What's the difference, what the avera is? What's the difference? What the aveira is? Kill, whether it had roveya or kill. What's the difference? Each one's got a chiddush. Roveya asa ba'ones kiratzam. A roveya ones is just like ratzam, right? Whether the animal was a participant in this maisa znus on purpose or bayak, doesn't make a difference. Nogeach lo asa ba'ones kiratzam. But nogeach, we don't say that. Nogeach mishal and kofer. Nogeach pays kofer. Roveya ain't a mishal and kofer. Roveya doesn't pay kofer if the guy died. Lefikach, therefore, hutrich lomar roveya, hutrich lomar nogeach. You have to say both. Anyway, ketanimit, what did we just say? Roveya asa ba'ones karatzon. Nogeach lo asa ba'ones karatzon. A nogeach, we don't treat a ones like a ratzon. Lamai hulchasa, regarding what? Lav la carbon? Isn't it regarding a carbon? That what? That a roveya, a behem, that was a roveya, whether it's onis or ratzon, can't go on the mizbeach. But a shor shenogach ba'onis, like a trained animal, could be carbon. So you see we have an answer. The Gemara says low. No, not low. The chiluk is not regarding mizbeach, rather lekatla. Rather, whether we kill the animal, right? How can I start with? It makes a lot of sense. The Amarta lekarbon. If he said it's for a carbon, nogeach lo asa ba'onis karatzon. When it said a nogeach, we don't treat it like an onis or a ratzon. Lav onis didei tziv, v'lav onis v'lav ratzon didei tziv. It doesn't say anything about onis and ratzon in the Torah, whether whose onis and ratzon it is. El alav lekatla. It must be regarding misa. And if we say we don't have our question about the carbon, it's not resolved. It's a machlokas. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day.